But Kelsey Brown is getting ready for a preliminary final in the Suncorp Super Netball team after her girls, the Sunshine Coast Lightning, held on to defeat the Firebirds 57-56 in the semi-final on the weekend. Kelsey, good morning.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Now, Kelsey, you're in full control at three-quarter time. You're up by, what was it, seven at three-quarter time, and you let them get back, put a bit of pressure on.
Yeah, we did, and I think your term before held on is probably the right term for you. Yeah, we were up by seven. We put ourselves in a pretty good position heading into the last quarter, and it's been the story of our season so far. We've just managed to, I don't know, lose the plot a little bit or go away from our game plan in the last quarter. So hopefully this weekend we can rectify that and make sure it doesn't happen again to get a lead.
Well, Kels, the whole season's been a little bit like that. You started with three losses on the back of your premiership win last year. And you've really, since then, had a really solid last period of time. I think it's you've won six of the last seven games. So what's changed from the start of the season to now, do you think?
I think it was a really slow start to the season for us, and everyone was sort of saying, you know, is it a bit of a premiership hangover, which is something that can happen in leagues like this, especially when the other teams are strengthening their list. But I think for us it was just more about we'd sort of played the way that we played last year and maybe tried to replicate that in the first couple of games, and it just wasn't clicking or coming the way that we wanted it to be. And I think we sort of went back to the drawing board and was like, look, it's not 2017 anymore. We can sort of change the way we play and look at our strength this year and not rest on what we did last year. So we sort of went back. We had Knowles away for a little bit of time, so people had to stand up and take a bit of leadership there. So, yeah, I think going into the last six or seven games, we've just managed to find our feet and actually click and play the netball that we want to play. And it's been good for us to have those wins, because I think there was a bit of pressure on us before that.
No doubt. And what about your personal form? The Aussie squad was announced a couple of weeks ago and your name wasn't on that list. I think there were a few people perhaps a little surprised about that. You were up against Gabby Simpson on the weekend, you know, arguably the best wing defence in the competition. How do you rate your form this year? There's, just to give people a bit of background, Laura Langman, who is a superstar of our sport, a New Zealander, left the midcourt. So there was some question marks there, but you've really grown across this season. Do you feel that?
Yeah, thanks, Cheryl. I think that was something that was talked about a lot, obviously, in the off-season. Us losing Laura's was a big dent in our centre court. And as I said before, there were times where people had to stand up, and I feel like I've taken a little bit more responsibility on this year. And it probably took me a little while to figure out how that looked and see whether I could actually do it. But I think now I'm just sort of relishing the opportunity of taking on that centre court position and making it my own. And I knew it was going to be a big game this weekend against Gabby. I knew that if I could sort of do my job, then maybe we could come out on top. So I did a lot of research on and video analysis, and I've been doing that a lot this year with Knowles, and I think that's really helped my game and helped me pick the points that, I really need to strengthen going into each game. So, I'm happy with some of my performances this year. It's just about consistency and stepping up in finals now.
And, well, you stepped up last year, as Cheryl said, with the Premiers, the Sunshine Coast Lightning. And this is this game this weekend, the prelims, a rematch of the grand final last year against the Giants. And I was reading a quote from Kimmy Green yesterday or last night saying that they've been struck down by a virus in the last little while. They haven't been fully healthy in the last little bit. How much of the rivalry, or how much of a rivalry is there considering your recent history against the Giants?
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, we lost our first round against them by 3 goals, which I think, you know, in the last couple of minutes could have gone either way. And then we obviously had a draw against them. So I know that they'll be really hungry this weekend given the loss they had against Fever. They've got one girl retiring and another girl heading back home to England. So there's going to be a lot of feeling in the game this weekend. So I think, yes, the rivalry is there, but it's going to be stronger, I think, this weekend. And make the prelim final really, really interesting, given that, yeah, maybe they've been struck down with some viruses and they've got some girls heading out. So for us, it's we know that they're going to be hungry. We know that it's going to be a tough battle, and it's proven that every time we've come up against them this year.
Yeah, it's been so tight in those matches right across the season. I mean, so many have this year. So I can't wait for the game. It's going to be very exciting. But can I just ask, Kels, can you stop posting all those pictures of the beach on Instagram?
Yeah, stop that, Kels, please.
You're making me really jealous. You're obviously enjoying the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, I do. It's a beautiful place up here, and I saw a beautiful sunset last night. I get up every morning about 5 o'clock and see the sunrise as well. So I do love it up here. It's beautiful, and I'm sorry, Sherelle, I'm going to keep posting them because I feel like I'm making everyone in Victoria jealous.
Yeah,
sorry,
it's not helpful. It's not helpful at all.
As we look out at the grey skies here.
Good on you, Kels. Good luck this weekend against the Giants. Thanks, no doubt it's going to be a fascinating encounter. Go get them.
Appreciate it. Bye.